The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum welcomes back an old friend this week, a treasured portrait by 17th century Spanish master Diego Velázquez that's been out of view to the public while undergoing a major restoration. WBUR arts and culture reporter Andrea Shea is here to tell us more about the painting. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Magna. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So you went to go see this Velázquez this week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful work. It's nearly 7 feet tall and it's centuries old, so it's pretty amazing to be standing 1 or 2 feet from it and just peering at it. It's by Velázquez, as you said, and it's a portrait of his king, King Philip IV. The colors are deep. They're blacks, grays, browns, except for the young king's fleshy hands and face. And listeners, if you're near a computer, you can actually take a look at a slideshow of the restoration process on our website.
That's at wbur.org/Boston.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. The painting is reclaiming its former spot in the Gardner's Titian Room.
And Andrea, I understand that the painting actually had to be restored off-site because of some major construction that's going on at the Gardner.
That's right. The MFA isn't the only museum in town undergoing big changes. The Gardner is actually expanding in a big way, and because of that, they were not able to do the restoration work on site. The conservation labs there are dismantled, so they actually had to rent space in the Harvard Art Museum's Strauss Center for Conservation. The new expansion is scheduled to open in 2012, and so while there are a lot of changes underway at the Gardner, this week the Velázquez painting is what has everyone excited, especially the head of conservation. And I met up with him in the Titian Room at the Gardner right before the painting was going to be rehung. So we were standing, you know, just 1 or 2 paces away from this centuries-old painting, and he showed me before and after photographs, x-ray images, a cross-section of a tiny paint sample no bigger than a grain of salt or pepper, as he put it. And he told me that the life-size portrait took hundreds of hours to restore. So here's a piece I put together of him describing the process and the painting's past.
I'm Gianfranco Pocobene, and I'm head of conservation here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And we're standing in front of a portrait of Philip IV of Spain, painted by Diego Velázquez and his workshop around 1628. What's fascinating about the painting and the history is that Velázquez arrives in Madrid in about 1624, and he basically is appointed the sole court painter of the king. He's the only one who can do that. And in the 1620s, he paints a number of pictures of the king in this pose and other variants of it. And this is actually a replica of the painting that is in the Prado Museum in Madrid, meaning that it's an exact copy. Now, the interesting thing is that replicas in that day were not viewed as we think of copies. Copies we think of as being secondhand or cheap. In fact, replicas in the Spanish court and with any nobleman would have been a great honor for you to actually have owned a replica of the portrait of the king or some other painting in his collection. The interesting thing about the conservation treatment that I undertook over the past year is that, you know, the last time the painting had been worked on was in 1948, and they had done their restorations, and over the years their restorations that had, you know, had been put on the painting and the varnish had discolored a lot, gotten dark and kind of murky, creating sort of a veil over the surface of the painting, and the restorations were noticeably dark and mismatching the original paint surface. So this was a painting that actually has been on our sort of what we have a long range plan of treatments that we want to do in the museum with many of our objects, and so it came time to do this, and we were fortunate now that we're in this building phase with our new building. We actually don't have conservation labs, so we were able to collaborate and rent space from the Harvard Art Museum's the Strauss Center for Conservation. And during that moment, we actually took the opportunity to do a thorough technical analysis, which meant x-rays, infrared imaging, UV examination, and also microscopy, which is where we take small paint samples and analyze the characteristics of the paint. A painting like this, you know, typically a treatment like this can easily run into 400, 500, 600 hours worth of work. The one thing that we did find with this painting was that it has a red earth ground layer. And what's interesting about that is that this is the technique that was used in Madrid at this time. He came from Sevilla, using gray grounds. And from a period of about 1624 to about 1630, we found that all those paintings have this red ground. After 1630, he reverts back to this gray ground technique, and you don't find it anymore. So in terms of technically, this places it right in that period. The X-ray, because it's so sensitive, actually picks up on the white, which was used in the painting, in the black. Even though it's black, there is some white in here, and it's like looking at an X-ray of your arm. The bone of your arm absorbs the X-rays, and it registers as a white. Well, it's back where it belongs, and I get to spend some really close, intimate time with it. It's always a great feeling for those of us who are into this. This is the great stuff that we get to enjoy.
That's Gianfranco Poccobene, the head of conservation at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. He spoke with WBUR's Andrea Shea, who's with me. And Andrea, I mean, the tape we just heard makes it sound that the restoration of this Velázquez is pretty dramatic. And as you mentioned before, there are before and after images on our website, wbur.org/Boston. I encourage everybody to go and take a look at them. But Andrea, we also talked about the new construction at the Gardner going
yes.
on. So you saw that. How does it look and when will it be ready for the public?
Well, they've really made strides since the last time I was there, but they still have a long way to go. From the outside, it's a little shocking to see this new enormous glass structure next to Isabella Stewart Gardner's palace. The new construction is very modern, so the contrast is quite something. The plan is that it will be ready for opening in early 2012. It'll have new exhibition space, new conservation labs, as well as a cutting-edge performance space.
So what about that space they've been using for performances up until now, that the really beautiful room overlooking the iconic courtyard at the Gardner?
Yeah, that room, the tapestry room, it's no longer the museum's main music venue. They actually had their last concert last month, and they're getting ready to transform it back to the way it was in the 1920s. So they'll no longer hold big concerts there because they'll have the new performance space. So I'll be going back to the Gardner in the next few weeks, and I'm going to get a full status report on the expansion's progress and a tour, so I'll keep you posted.
I'm looking forward to it. WBUR's arts and culture reporter, Andrea Shea, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.